that I am responsible for the blood of this generation, and that in no way do I want it to be stained upon my clothes or upon my hands. Why I believe that it's so important. The truth and the reality is that millions of people are suffering and dying, amen, and their blood is already being held accountable, amen. I certainly can't erase what happened yesterday, and obviously I can do all I can do today, amen, but people are still dying out there a lot, amen. There's a lot of suffering going on in the impoverished nations of this world, amen. And the gospel is very important to God, isn't it? Whether they spend eternity in heaven or hell, you've got to understand that God is so concerned about that. So absolutely concerned about that. Amen? For Jesus even said, it is not the will of my Father that one of these little ones perish. Amen? And it is so important to God. You've got to understand, eternity is so important to God. It's why he came and died and gave everything, amen? And so we can't just let our eyes be upon the gospel, because if our eyes are just upon the gospel and preaching to people, then we still are not cleansing ourselves from the bloodstains of the innocent poor. Amen? The people today who are dying the most are the poor. Amen? And while the church lives self-indulgent, all of those people are dying. Amen? And we basically said, listen, you're not very important for the gospel. Amen? Amen? So everybody declares, well, I'm telling the rich. Amen? Well, I'm not going to tell the poor. Well, what happens to all of their blood? Amen? Does it just collectively go into some massive grave, to some unknown grave, like you would look into it and see the hordes of people lying there at like some Auschwitz kind of thing, and nobody knows who they are and nobody cares? Or do you think that God is calling to reconcile all of that blood that just went into the ground? Amen? All of those people are important to him. Every one of them. Every one of their soul's blood will be demanded of somebody. Amen? And that blood is going to fall on somebody's head today. Are we going to say that the gospel is our chief goal? Let the 20,000 children die today? Because they're not important to the gospel? See, that's why the fight for the poor is so great. Because if we don't fight for them, they'll never hear. Amen? And if they never hear, they're going to die. They're going to die in their sin. They're not going to know the gospel. And their blood is going to fall upon our heads. That's why we must fight for the poor. It's not that God cares more about the poor than the rich. He just knows that if you don't fight for them, they're going to die. The rich man's not going to die today because he doesn't have enough food in his stomach, but that third world child will. And if we don't fight for them, they will go into eternity. Separated. Amen? That's why we've got to fight for them so much. You see? That's why their blood is just as important as anybody else's blood.